أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويعلمه الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم. In the previous ayats we read where Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was given the good news by the malaika that she will be bearing a child and all the great qualities of the child, that is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And she expressed her concern that and her amazement that how will a child be born to her when no man has even ever touched her. There's no marriage, no relationship. So will she be getting married and then the child will be born, or will it be directly Allah's Qudrat? Allah Ta'ala informed through the Jibreel alayhi salam that it will be directly by Allah's Qudrat. Without any man having touched her in any way, she will bear a child. And in that was our lesson to learn that Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And that is one basic aspect of our Iman and Yaqeen, that we are not, that we don't believe that Allah is dependent on any asbab. Allah can do as He pleases, His Qudrat is absolute, and that full Yaqeen must be in our hearts. And when we are teaching, etc., if that is in the ustad, that will come in the students. But if the ustad themselves are lacking that, they don't have that full yaqeen, then the weaknesses will come in the students more and more. Further, Allah explained about the child, what kind of a child he will be, that is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابِ اور سِكْحَا دِگَا اُسْكُو كِتَابِ. And Allah Ta'ala will teach him the kitab, the Injil, which Allah Ta'ala will give to him. Allah will teach him without a ustad. Just like Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, without any ustad. He did not have any ustad who taught him, but he became the ustad of the world. And he gave that knowledge which nobody can match with. Like that, every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala directly, and this also shows the great Qudrat of Allah. Otherwise, the normal means of acquiring knowledge is that a person has an ustad, a teacher, and he teaches him. But Allah's Qudrat is that without a teacher also Allah can teach, and Allah teaches directly. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who practices on what he knows, Allah teaches him those things which he does not know. And also on account of taqwa, when a person has taqwa, he might not work very hard. He might not be so intelligent, but Allah will give him that knowledge which other students don't have. No matter how intelligent they may be, or no matter how hard working. So taqwa, and also adab and respect. If a person has got adab, respect for his ustads, for his kitabs, Allah teaches that which others do not get. So it shows Allah's great qudrat. Wal hikmah, or tehki baate, and words of great wisdom. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's words of wisdom besides the Injil are on record, and such great words of wisdom he has taught people. And this also comes when a person's connection is with Allah, then he doesn't speak all rubbish of this dunya, and giving preference, for example, for dunya's knowledge, and giving preference for the kuffar lifestyle, and the finding permission in the Quran to live our lives like the kuffar in their lifestyle, what things they are doing. Now, opposite to that, Allah gives great, great words of wisdom to that person. And Allah Ta'ala makes these words of wisdom to flow from his heart, and which other people cannot imagine. This word just flow easily from those people's heart. That was a special quality for Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that Allah would teach him also what Torah wal Injil, or Torah or Injil. The Torah, the kitab which was given to Musa alayhi salam, Allah taught him that kitab also. And the Injil which Allah had revealed to Isa alayhi salam. what is called today the Old Testament and the New Testament. All that knowledge Allah directly gave it to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was worried that I've got a child and I was never married and people are going to accuse me, na'uzu billah, of adultery, and the tag will be with my child that is an illegitimate child. And people will look down upon him. Allah said, "Oh Maryam, don't worry. We will make him such that the people will fall at his feet. He will be given such great blessings from Allah Ta'ala. Nobody will have any doubt whatsoever that he is an illegitimate child. Everyone will be convinced he is a very blessed and a very Mubarak child. And further than that, وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ اور کرے گا اس کو پیغمبر بنی اسرائیل کے طرف. And we will make him a Rasul. A Rasul's position is more higher than that of a Nabi. That he is sahib-e shariat, sahib-e kitab, that we have given him the Injil, and he will be sent to the Bani Israel. And for their guidance, the Bani Israel at that time were the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala. And for somebody to go and work and serve them, and the highest form of service a person can render, what Allah takes from a person is the work of deen. Anyone who is honored with the work of deen, that is the highest position a person can attain. More than everything else in the world together, whom Allah Ta'ala takes the work of deen. So Allah Ta'ala said, we will make him a Rasul to the Bani Israel as well. And he will tell to the people, أَنِّي كَجِّئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ بِيشَكْ مِنْ آيَهُ تُمْهَارِ فَاسْ نِشَانِيَا لَيْكَرْ تُمْهَارِ رَبْ کے طرف سے. That I have come with clear signs to you from your Rabb, from Allah Ta'ala. The one who has created you, the one who nourishes and sustains you, the one that you will be returning to. I've come with great signs from him. And as we will read in front, those great signs, the miracles that Allah had given Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that a person who is born blind, Isa alayhi salam, by passing his hand over him, started seeing again. Leprosy is a very bad disease, and that also, just by passing his hand over that leper, he becomes immediately well again. And not only that what Allah had given to Jibreel alayhi salam, Ruhul Qudus, that he brings the dead back to life, Allah had blessed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also with that. And he should just say to a dead person in his qabr, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and that person would stand up, living as he was living before. So all these great signs Allah Ta'ala has given to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We also see that when a person takes from Allah without asbab, Allah gives him those four qasa, those high things which through asbab you cannot acquire. Knowledge that you acquire with asbab, with correct asbab from your ustad, and the correct knowledge. And one knowledge which you acquire by taqwa, which you acquire by amal, which you acquire by adab. Allah gives you those things which you cannot acquire through asbab. Like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, bringing the dead back to life, making the person who's born blind, make him seeing again. All these great things. So all these are the lessons that we have to be also learning here. Not just take it that this was granted to Isa alayhi salam. Undoubtedly it was granted. But if we follow in the correct way, have this taqwa in our lives, and we have that yaqeen on the zaat, the being of Allah, that Allah is not in need of any asbab. Allah does as He pleases. When not just the words of it on our tongues or on our ears, but in our heart we have that full conviction, then Allah gives that person that which other people cannot dream about. Also people will strive hard in the correct way to acquire knowledge, and they will also become great ulama, but they won't have a slight smell of what those people have who have that yaqeen and trust on Allah, and they make the connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives them that which Allah says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. We will give those people those things which other people, which is hidden from other people. Such sweetness of the matters of deen, the connection with Allah. Allah who is the sweetest, He'll give you a taste of His sweetness. Allah who is the most beautiful, you will see the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. Allah who is the most kind, you will see the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. So a person who makes his connection with Allah, Allah blesses that person with all this. So this is what the route that we should be taking on the instance and the life of Isa alayhi salam. Allah is teaching us that don't put your full trust on asbab, but on Rabbul Asbab, the creator of the Asbab. And make your connection with Allah Ta'ala and see how much Allah blesses you in that way. May Allah give us that yaqeen and to strive in that path where namazes become enjoyable to us. Tilawat of Quran, there is nothing more enjoyable than that to us. Making du'as and begging Allah, all that which Allah Ta'ala blesses a person, then Allah opens His great treasures upon such a person. May Allah make us all recipients of all those great, great treasures and bounties of Allah. Wa akhiru da'wah.